Yeah, it's something you just talked about, and I'll just get the sulfur questions out of the way. But, you know, like you said, you know, you really were responsible for bringing that heaviness to Soulfly when they were still a new metal band. And I think a lot of fans, I mean, a lot of fans do know that and understand that, but I also think there's a bunch of fans out there who maybe might have thought that was just Max maybe simply returning to his old form, like on the earlier Sepultura records. They might not have been aware of how really influential and responsible you were in changing the Soulfly sound at that time. I mean, so do you view Revenge Beast, you know, obviously not only as just an outlet to play the kind of metal that you enjoy doing, that you're really well at doing, but also as a way to show maybe some other people that weren't aware that, you know, you were essentially sort of the catalyst when it came to the creation of that new improved sound of the band back in around 2004 when you joined right before the Prophecy record.
Yeah, that's right. That's correct. Yeah, you know, I mean, I know people, you know, there's the people that like the older, more new metal stuff. And that's cool, you know, if that's what people are into. But I definitely did bring that thrash vibe, you know. I mean, when I first got the gig in 03, you know, I wasn't a fan of like the first two Soulfly records. I was always more into old school Sepultura, Beneath the Remains and Arise and KSED. So I was always about getting it back to that sound, coming up with riffs, adding to the sound, and try to do things. You know, my favorite part of Sepultura was always Andreas's guitar playing. I mean, in my opinion, he was like in the top five best thrash metal guitar players from back in the day. It was like Alex Skolnick. It was Andreas. It was, you know, who else? Rocky George from Suicidal Tendencies. Mm-hmm. You know, these are all my favorite players. So when I had the opportunity to do Soulfly, it was like, man, I want to bring it back to that sound. And I definitely did. You know, I mean, I definitely pushed for it in the studio. Another person that was a big part of that sound too was our old drummer, Joe Nunez. You know, when we first got into the rehearsal rooms and started working on music, you know, he was another dude that was a huge fan of old death metal and thrash metal. So we would come up with all these riffs, these ideas. You know, we definitely were the unsung heroes, you know, but like you said, the fans definitely recognize it. You would come to the shows and you would see what's up and see it live. So
sure. You know, I never remember reading, you know, an interview so a while back that Max had done where he essentially stated what a lot of us already have known about you, that he praised you as being really a true guitar hero, and that you were pretty much a hidden gem. And he kind of liked it that way because he essentially was concerned that if people really knew how good of a player you were, that he would pretty much probably lose you to a more high profile and established band. I mean, did you ever at any time, maybe during your tenure with Soulfly, think that maybe there were decisions being made so that people wouldn't really discover how essential you were to the band and how skilled you were overall as a guitar player at all?
Oh yeah, absolutely, man. Yeah. I mean, I definitely got, I had some pretty big opportunities that came my way. That I had the rug pulled out from underneath me, you know, and so from certain people that, you know, didn't want me to go off to do other things, you know, but it's all good, man. You know, listen, man, I'm a humble dude. I live a very, very cool, exciting life, man, you know, and I got an awesome guitar collection here. And, I also am a collector of fine coffees. So between my coffees and my guitar, you know, I'm pretty excited all day long.
Nice. Hell yeah.